Welcome to MTMBcast. My name is Joe Polk. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2016. You're listening to our coverage of the Tour Divide 2016. The Tour Divide mountain bike race goes from Banff, Alberta, Canada to the border at Antelope Wells, New Mexico. It's a self-supported bike packing race, and we are in day number 4. Hopefully you're keeping tabs of everything out on bikepacking.net. Angler from Rovando has been posting a ton of pictures out there. Go out and check it out. Maybe you've been following the blue dots and think to yourself, I wonder what this guy looks like. Well, there's a good chance that Angler's got a picture of him up there on bikepacking.net. What we're doing tonight is truing up your calls. Hopefully you get all of those during the day at MTBcast or via the MTBcast app. We put them out there for you to pick up along the way as the racers call in from different places. And then at night, we true them up to go out in the regular podcast. That's what this is, just a quick little true up show. Want to give you a little bit of news too. We can tell you that it looks like Seb Dunn is out. He started with kind of just a cold, but apparently it got worse and worse. And I think he has just gone ahead and pulled the plug. Rob Brown is the one that you may have read about who had a vicious dog bite on his leg. Dog attacked him there. Well, he has gone on to Helena. If you've noticed on his spot, the blue dot on trackleaders.com. Perhaps he's just getting some treatment there and he's going to rejoin the route. I just don't know because we haven't really heard, but we'll just have to keep an eye on that. But yeah, today we got calls from Paul Jackson and Whitefish, Ralph Karsten from Sparwood, Hal Russell called in from Eureka. He mentioned he saw probably the biggest bear he's ever seen out there on the route. And he's also missing a tooth on one of his cogs, so he's having some issues and having to do a lot of hike-a-bike. Dave Reek called in from Sparwood, and again later from Corbin. Shane Rao called in from Eureka. Christina Nakos from Whitefish. Dave Turnside called in from Echo Lake. Marty Johnson got her first call from him from Columbia Falls. Mike Enfield called in from Eureka. Eric Armentrout called in to say he is out with a breathing issue, so we want to wish him well. And Josh Waters called in from Whitefish.
Hey, everybody. This is Paul Jackson. Just dropped the bike off at Glacier Cyclery in Whitefish, Montana. Walking a couple blocks to go grab some barbecue. The last 2 days have been 3 days, I guess. Been pretty fun. Super fun, actually. I mean, I'm riding my bike. Super wet the first 2 days. Got the first crash out of the way. It was a really muddy section going downhill, and the cross bike and the cantilever brakes don't really agree with the mud. But it's okay. It kept raining for the next 10 hours, so it washed that mud right off of me. So no problem there. Yeah, everything else has been good. I guess more or less having some wheel troubles and stuff like that, but that's to be expected. I think it's to be expected. I don't know. I break stuff often. So, yeah. Hope everyone else is having a good time. I'll talk to you in a couple days. Bye.
Hang up.
Hey, y'all. This is Ralph Karsten calling in. Arguably the tail end of the race here. Had hypothermia the first day, found some campers that let me stand by their fire, and I made 40 miles. Next day, I did a little bit better, did 80 miles, and got into Elkford. Really a spectacular scenery, just a delightful ride. Had the good luck to catch a tailwind going down a good portion of the valley. However, that luck did not stay with me today. Leaving Elkford, I noticed a strong southerly component coming up the valley, and I had some trouble with the narratives. I finally found the trail, but it took me an hour. Anyway, when I got back down on the flats, 30 to 35 mile an hour wind, I had to stand on the pedals just to go down the hill to cross the bridge into Starwood. Hope you're all having a safe ride. Everybody out there should be having fun, all right? See ya.
Hey, MTB, this is Al Russell. I made it to Eureka today. Canada, like it always is, it's pretty adventurous. Neat thing, saw a big old grizzly yesterday. Biggest bear I've ever seen. It was really huge. And just wandering along, and I didn't get a picture of it, dang it. But it was pretty cool to see a lot of runoff up there in the flatland or whatever it is up there and around below before you get to Butts Cabin. And so that was pretty cool and kind of adventurous getting through. And then today, woke up raining, as it been about the whole time, and had a fun time climbing up that little climb before you get to Golden Pass. And I still have I don't have a low gear, so I'm doing a lot of hike-a-biking up the passes and stuff, and I think I walk most of Golden Pass and usually I can ride that, but I just don't have the gear for it. But the good thing is I've got a cassette waiting for me in Whitefish, if I can just get there, about 100 miles from here. So I plan to, don't usually do it, but I got a motel room to get all cleaned up. I had a couple little crashes today. And so I'm a little skinned up, but I'm good. And I'll stop here to dry everything out and get cleaned up. And hopefully I'll sneak out of here early in the morning, get after it, and get ready for some fishing. Because I guess the bad thing about knowing your way is you know what's ahead of you. And so I got a couple good climbs and good fishing, but all's good. And I wish the best to all the other racers out there. It's just awesome to be here and be doing this. It really molds your character or whatever you want to say. But man, it puts you to the test, and it's pretty cool. And so having a good time, meeting a lot of great people along the way. Riders are just fantastic, and when you meet people in the restaurants or wherever you stop, and they're all pretty nice, or they're all real nice. And no, I don't meet any bad people. So all pretty good. And I wish everybody the best of luck. And thank you for those who listen to us and all that stuff. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, this is Dave Reek calling to you live from Sparwood. It was a good day today. I managed to get a ride into Fernie and get some much needed supplies, including a new tire, some new thread, and a new needle. And then get back out to my original pickup point. And back on the road into Elwood in great time, so I decided to press on to Sparwood. Got here about 10-something with a few little misturns and a small spill, but no serious issues to speak of. And managed to hit the Tim Hortons before they closed. Was very happy about that. So things are looking up. I think I'm going to change my nickname on Backpacking.net, bikepacking.net, from Seabiscuit to the Postmaster, because come hell or high water or sleet or snow, still deliver, even though I may have frequent stops. So, calling from mile 140, and talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Hello, followers. It's day 4 of the Tour Divide race, and I'm getting ready to leave Eureka now. This is Shane Rao. It's about 5:04. And yesterday was a tough day getting up out of Flathead Valley and getting to Eureka and crossing the border. But feeling pretty good this morning and ready to push on. Hopefully get Whitefish or a little beyond today. So hope everybody's riding strong, being safe. Talk to you later.
Hey, Tour Divide followers. This is Christiane Jacobs, and I'm in Whitefish right now. I loved getting into Montana. It's so pretty over Whitefish and going up Red Meadow. But I had an incident last night around 11 p.m. I was descending Red Meadow, and somehow my front brake completely crushed, tacoed. It looks like it broke and then just got mangled. I have no idea how I stayed upright since I was going pretty fast on the steep part of that descent. But somehow I did, and so I'm not hurt at all, but my front brake is kind of toast. I pulled the brake. I was able bang the rotor back enough then, and the back brake was kind of cushy, so I wasn't sure about descending on that, and I slowly made my way into Whitefish last night. Took me a little while to fix up the bike, and then I was really cautious going into Whitefish. So Glacier Cyclery has got my bike right now, and I'm waiting to see what they say. Make sure the fork and wheel are okay, too. Get my brakes running again, and hopefully push on later. The comment at Glacier Cyclery was, wow, that's a good one. I haven't seen that before. So, that's where I'm at. I'm fueling up right now and hope to be on the road later today. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hi, it's David Chinsai calling in from Echo Lake Cafe, just before Ferndale. Yesterday, I rode from bottom of Galton through to Whitefish. The wall was pretty much what I expected. It's really tough. Don't know how the tandem got up there. Those guys are really hardcore. Got into Eureka. It was pretty cool to get some food finally. I've got my appetite finally eating. First food I've had since Banff. Other than a couple of slices of pizza I managed to hold down. So that was pretty neat. Rode out of there with Keith from Banff. He's pretty cool. He's just touring around having fun. Good to have a chat and hear some stories. And then up Whitefish Divide with we had a tailwind, which was amazing. Tandem just left me for dead, parked me. They were fast. Rode up with Rolf from Switzerland, which was great to have someone to pace me up there a little bit faster than I would have normally, but that was cool. On the backside, the road's pretty bumpy, surprised about that. Couldn't get a rhythm, really struggled until I started going at Red Meadow Lake, which was pretty cool. trying to sort of hang off the back of the single speed of Jay. I really couldn't unless he stopped to do something, adjust his bag, and I could catch up a little bit. But that's a lovely ride up there. And then sunset and rode all the way down to Whitefish. Got in around 12:30 in the morning, stayed at the campground. This morning, got up and I pushed through to Echo Lake. I was thinking I could get over to Sealy Lake, but that's not possible. I'll aim for Holland Lake and camp up there. Okay, thanks everyone. Bye.
Good morning, this is Dave Reek. I'm calling from Corbin, just a little bit south of Sparwood. Got a slow start today, but feeling pretty good after a little bit of food. And I saw this lone phone shack here in Corbin and couldn't resist stopping to make a call. I'm headed up the hill to Butts' cabin. That's my first goal, and then we'll see if I'm ready to go on past that or not. We'll see. But I just wanted to call and say hi. Say hi to my mom and dad and Marcy and Julian and Jasper.
Hey, Joe. Marty Johnson here. I'm in Columbia Falls. This is, Monday. You probably heard from other callers. It was wet and rainy and cold on Friday. Got 115 miles in, and then 115 got to Wigwam on those tracking days here. Saturday night, Sunday crossed the border. Good to get back in the United States where we have miles and pounds and dollars and things you can understand. But made it to Whitefish this morning about noon, and my bike worked on a little bit. Had some brake pad issues, and I had replaced those and had them check it, and little shifter issues, but nothing major. Went food shopping in Columbia Falls and getting ready to head out now to Ferndale or beyond tonight. So kind of clouding up here. Hopefully it doesn't rain, but anyway, I'll try to get you called back when I can. Thanks for doing this, Joe. See you. Bye.
Hi, this is Mike Enfield. First time calling in across the border in Eureka, Montana. I just noticed that my spot died. It looks like at the top of the pass or close to the top of the pass. But I did follow the course and made it here to Eureka. I think I'm going to call it a night here. Get cleaned up, dry out all my clothes and stuff. Rain's expected tomorrow. so it'll all get wet again, but at least it'll be nice and fresh when I get into it. Anyway, ride's going well, going a little slower than I expected or that I wanted, but I'm making it, and it's been a good ride so far. Thanks. Bye.
MTB Cast, hey, this is Eric Armachow from College Station. Sadly, calling it quits. I've just been steadily getting some kind of odd breathing issue the last couple days and just coughing in the morning. And it's just getting harder and harder to breathe. So I've had this before, and I know I just need to stop now and get home. So I hitched a ride up to Whitefish. I'm up here at Glacier Cycle Ring, get my bike packed up, and going to catch a Greyhound home tomorrow. It's always fun. I'll try this again. Thank you, everybody.
Josh Waters calling in from Whitefish, Montana. Gorgeous little town. Got up early this morning and headed out of Eureka, 5 a.m. Was greeted by more deer than you can count and a little black bear running across the road in front of me. And loving the pass. His legs came back today. The downhills were amazing. And that one fat little chubby grizzly bear thought I was Sasquatch on a bike coming after him, and he couldn't get out of the way fast enough. But stopped at this awesome bike shop, Glacier Cycles, and they're helping me with some bearing work, hoping to get out of here and get a little further south to beat the weather rolling in for tomorrow. But we'll see what happens.
That's your call-ins for day number four. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Keep an eye, trackleaders.com. Follow the blue dots on Facebook. You can follow MTB Cast, and we will post the links as we get the calls out there. Of course, MTB Cast, look for the category TD16, and you will find all of the call-ins from the racers, or you can just follow the main page. Just scroll down past the sticky post. You'll see all the calls as I get them out there. On Twitter, rather, follow at MTBcast. I'm using the hashtag, #TourDivide16, so you can find the post that I make. And if you've got any news out there about the route that you're tweeting about and about the race, please use that hashtag, and we'll find them a lot easier that way. Again, hopefully you've gotten out and gotten your Monday ride in. Whatever you do this week, make some time to get out and get those tires dirty. That's a wrap.
This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.